Here in the U.S., some air freight carriers are at odds with the federal government over required changes in the airplanes they use to deliver packages. The Federal Aviation Administration has passed a rule saying all passenger and cargo planes must reinforce cockpit doors to make them bulletproof and intrusion-proof. As NPR's Joshua Leves reports, some cargo carriers say they should be exempted.
The FAA established the rule in January in response to the September 11th attacks. FAA spokeswoman Allison Duquette.
When we issued our rule, our intention was to cover not just what most people call the airlines, commercial carrying passenger airplanes, but also other large type aircraft, including cargo airplanes.
Duquette says there was a simple reason.
Large airplanes were obviously used on September 11th as weapons of destruction, and we thought it was prudent to include cargo carriers in our rule.
On the contrary, cargo carriers say it makes no sense.
First of all, you have to understand that more than half of our planes don't have doors.
Norman Black is a spokesman for Atlanta-based United Parcel Service, the nation's largest package delivery company. He says UPS owns about 300 planes. More than half, the newer types, are made without doors, separating the cockpit from the rest of the plane. The FAA is not requiring or even asking that doors be built. And Black says UPS doesn't carry any passengers.
Our aircraft are normally flying with a pilot and a co-pilot and a whole bunch of containers of packages. We just haven't had a problem with packages jumping up and attacking us.
John Curry is an airline security analyst and executive director of a group called Safe Consulting International. He says it's extremely unlikely that someone could manage to hide inside a package and then break out of it on a cargo plane. But he says there is another concern.
There's always the possibility that someone could come across the parking ramp where the aircraft are located and do so unseen. And depending on the timing, someone could possibly get on board.
UPS says it has numerous security measures to prevent that from happening, though spokesman Norman Black says he cannot discuss those measures. Black says reinforcing cockpit doors on planes that happen to have them would simply be an unnecessary expense. The government estimates the cost at about $17,000 per plane, but the Cargo Airline Association, which represents 12 cargo carriers, says the cost could be much higher. UPS filed a petition to be exempted from the rule, and the Cargo Airline Association filed a similar request of its own on behalf of smaller carriers. The government turned down UPS's request, and it's likely to turn down the Cargo Airline Association's request as well. FAA spokeswoman Duquette.
The FAA recognizes that cargo operations are different than airline operations. However, some cargo carriers do carry passengers on occasion.
Federal Express has traditionally allowed employees to travel on cargo planes for business or pleasure. The company stopped doing so after September 11th, but FedEx tells NPR it would like to resume the program. FedEx has not requested an exemption from the new rule. However, UPS is not giving up the fight. The company has refiled its request for an exemption. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will reconsider. A response is expected in May. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.